And baby, it's too late. Yeah. There's no hope for a hungry child whose joker is wild. They take all hope away by the end of the day. Well, I just about had enough for the sunshine. You've only got yourselves to blame for playing the game. There's no hope for a hungry child whose joker is wild, and they take all hope away. And I just can't see the sense of my mind's ahead. And I just about had enough of this sunshine. Hey,
doing It Doesn't Have to Be That Way. And before that was Moby doing Forever, I think. What was that? Forever? Moby? Live Forever. And we aborted the Live Forever after 4 minutes. So I called Evan and no answer. Don't know what you're doing. And I pressed the wrong button and disconnected myself, but I'm called back in.
All participants are now unmuted.
Use the right button. When I talk my stuff, it's like a drug. I get aberrated. I lose my perspective on reality. I talk myself into incredible hallucinations by my own pattern of talk. Right? Self-administer myself. Self-medicate. So here we are, and nobody's saying anything, so I think we will start with a session. But what? Let's review the... Is everybody there? Anybody want to say anything?
Yeah, Bob, your microphone's a lot softer than it was 10 minutes ago.
So what should I do? Oh, put it down like this? Is that better?
Yeah, I think that did it.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, I moved the mic. I took the thing off my head for a minute. So I just reviewed the messages, and then we'll probably play the first evergreens, the beginning of the universe.
Did you get a hold of Eva? Evan?
No, just got her answer machine, so I left her a message saying, come in any time, whatever your 3 a.m., whatever time you think it is, doesn't matter, come in whenever's convenient. She might be sleeping.
Maybe she was ready when she sent Carolyn the email saying, I'm ready now.
No, that was Carolyn's interpretation. She meant Evan is ready in the future. Evan knew. She said, I'll see you at 3 a.m. She said the right time. Okay, so... Legend said, shame on me for having not seen Doctor Who. Then he says, you got it wrong, Bog. Doctor Who brings the Ionic teachings together. Anything you regurgitate regarding your scoffing scholars doesn't come close to Doctor Who. Actually, Legend, McLuhan does go past. When you understand the electronic discarnate state, it does go past any science fiction scenarios of moving through time and space. See? The series from 2003 to 2009 covered everything Ionic. Ask Ion, he wrote it. Okay. Eliza says, I just got home. Legend says, that's right. Then JB Wannabe says, I just watched the 24, that series, prequel movie where Jack is in Africa. And the black boy that Jack saves mentions the ghost of his mom and sister that come out at night from the bush. And that Jack would not be able to see them. Mentions the ghost of his mom and sister that come out at night from the bush, and that Jack would not be able to see them. End of idea. I'm not sure the point. JB, what is it? JB Wannabe. No location. Then EJ from Albuquerque, New Mexico says, I'd like to hear from the Evergreens before I doze off. And check out Google. It has a tribute to Doctor Who. Interactive bit on the search page. Okay. The more astounding thing... Legend is, why does Doctor Who look like me? I'm the one who's doing, I'm programming him. See? I'm the more exciting series.
Now, well, what's funny is that shows been going from 1950, and it's been off and on over the past 60 years, and today marks the inauguration of a new series.
That, well, started the day after the Kennedy assassination, didn't it? The 22nd, 1963.
Was his first episode?
That's what it says on Wiki. Yeah, it wasn't the 50s. It says, I'll look it up in a minute, 1963, November 22nd. That's why this is the 50th anniversary. Okay,
yeah, Bert. So they've had several Doctor Whos.
Oh, they've had five or six or seven. Yeah, you know, you can look at the charts and see who did what. Bert writes in, thanks for the briefing on your swim training. I wanted to ask you about your training last week. I'm in Saturday routine. Honey, do work and prep for AM Tai Chi class. So I will catch you later today. So Bert's not in yet. He's in Switzerland. Somebody says, prefer create, that's their name, from Oregon. If you could specify what the dupes is, Bob. Thanks. If you could specify what the dupes is. Thanks, Bob. The dupes is the forum... originally for people who had private sessions with Ion, they got the perk of having access to Ion on the forum. But Ion has not been there for a couple of years. We're coming up to 2 years now. December 1st, 2011 is the last we heard of Ion, or you guys did. And then you can become a member of Dupes, though, if you're into what we're doing, and email me at ion@howionic.com and enjoy all the arguments and postings of Legend and everybody else, and there's incredible archive material. You can look at all the 1,660 posts that Ion did during those 2 years, almost 2 years that he was on the forum. Look at that, 1,600 posts you can read. Roxana in Berlin says, yes, real education, real facts, and freedom is the feeling I get. Real education, real facts, and freedom is the feeling I get listening to Ion, Dr. Dean, and Bob. We are now Ionists. We feed with RNA drops and radio waves. So when you write Ion, Roxana, maybe it's not convenient, make it a small I and a capital O-N. You have a capital I and a small O-N. It's aesthetically ugly to have it done wrong. I'm so used to the correct way. Anyways, but if it's your choosing to do it that way, I will not stop you. And Leon in Omaha says, great show so far. And he says that, Bill, what is 103? That would be your time, Pacific Standard Time. So He posted that 9 minutes ago, I guess, if that's how you read the timings. Over on the chat line, you've got We're Not Crying. We did that. Let's see. We went up here. Moving up here. Court says, just taking a stab. Jamie, are you there, Jamie? She had written, what a topic to catch while jumping back into conversation. Court says, I've heard they're spraying us with nanobots. M says, the power, the glory forever in Ervure. The power, the glory forever in Ervure. Ha, ha, ha. Court says, disconnected connection works for me. Court says, my daughter used to say, forever and Trevor. Amen. Too funny. M says, we are all special. JW was just special first. If you do time, you use time. Or do you mean being in jail? If it could be a pun on doing time as being in prison. Anonymous yells out, evergreens! Oh, that's probably when I was asking who picks what. Then Mike says, good morning from Greece. Bob rocks. By far the best way to start my day. Interesting person from Greece. Anonymous says, you'll be taking Ion with Evan, so evergreens now. I agree with that. I think we're going to do evergreens. M says, every cell in my body is perfect. I love the edge of vomiting into my power. Hard to fall down out of your power if possible. M, lost in the religiocosis. Words, M says, words are tuned to your intent, or the three, maybe. Brian, you see the last episode of Revolution? No, did I unmute everybody? Where is everybody? Can anybody say anything?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, good. So someone asked you if you'd seen the latest episode of Revolution.
Yeah, I seen the last episode. Just watched it.
Oh, you mean it's ended its season?
No, it's still good. Well, actually, yeah, that's right. I guess it might have ended because they usually tell you, or they usually show you what's going to happen in the next, you know, they give you a preview of the next episode.
Yeah.
They never did, so it might have been the last episode for a while.
Right, and then Metallo tells us the word we were looking for several hours ago, Schadenfreude. Hey, Bob, he says, was this the word you were looking for earlier, Schadenfreude? Yes, that was the word. Thank you, Metallo. M says, Ion says it would be everywhere. Creator simply won't have it, the way it is, that is. That's true. Ion eventually will not be limited to communicating through JW. They said, we couldn't handle a non-JW presentation right now. And then M says, you don't got to prove shit. He's responding to discussions way back there. Jamie says, Jamie, are you still there? Yes, where's Detroit? See if Detroit's listed here. Doesn't look like it. Pretty late over there now anyways, eh? These people got to sleep. She wrote way back there, can you tell us about who the Evergreens are for people that aren't familiar with who you're talking about? From what I get, it's a group of non-physicals that you're able to talk to. Is this a family or a group of people you refer to as the Evergreens? What have you learned from them so far, and how long have you been associated with them? So I'll answer that later. Where are we?
M1. Yeah, Palmer.
Yes, Palmer. Thank you, M. But does that make them less relevant or less powerful? Ion is... Evergreens are Ion 1.0. Ion is 8.0. Jamie says, thank you, M. But does that make them less relevant or less powerful or all-knowing? Totally new to hearing about this Evergreens. Bob, what is it that you take from those TV shows that you say is reflecting what is going on in the world today? And why, I think you said, Ion is unavailable. Not sure what you are referring to. These might have been typed a long time before she came on the show. I was smoted. Thank you, M was smoted. The Evergreens are not an environment or creation highway. Ion are, says M. Oh, we know. Legend just rolled you up in a rice BD. Legend just rolled you up in rice BD. Or Bob Dobbs or something. High-grade seaweed. Love you, B. Obsolesce Marshall. Every fractal is key to all knowing. Brain, please say Miles wins. Bob, you made me realize that I was a media ecologist. Agreed? That's a big topic. Legend, love you, not the same. Love you, not the same. The many states of Goetia are tricky. Metallo, history equals his story. That's right. Literacy, left hemisphere, patriarchy. The alphabet and printing press propped up the left hemisphere, which favors the men. No more history now, though. M, drift into your sleep net so we enter your dreams with ease. Metallo, kindergarten equals kid plus garden, in brackets, growing for the state. Kindergarten, programming for the state, kid plus garden. Augmenter, learning is where attention is. The classroom is a place of detention, not attention, silly rabbits. That's a good one. Crypto comes in, the dangerous crypto. Have no fear, crypto is here. See, he knows his reputation. Then crypto says, I got my party pants on. Augmenter says, how about some no-fear underwear? Crypto says, no underwear. My God, this goes on and on. Melody Rose Parker. Just woke up listening to Bob Fest. Wanted to let you know that I'm following Dr. Carolyn's guidance of Monday. Have used Remag, Relight, Reline, and RNA for 3 days. Chest pain's gone. Heart rate is stabilizing. Feeling very blessed. Well, good for you, Melody Rose. Augmenter, you gotta know Eben Ray. She is classic early ion, says Augmenter. Crypto says, right on, Parker, talking about the woman who's doing well on the drops. Good to see you being positive there, Crypto. First connected with Dr. Carol Dean, says Melody, from the magnesium forms. Had to be ready for ion. Is she saying she is ready for ion? Had to be ready? Maybe. Not sure. Great to hear that, says Judy to Melody Rose. Melody Rose says, didn't know what to make of the products because of that. But when Dr. Carol said, do it, since my meds weren't working, I said, it couldn't hurt. And what results? Exclamation mark. Crypto, you ever listen to Payday, Parker? Addressing Melody. Hey, pay attention, says Crypto. Must be relaxing, allowing. I think he's trying to get Melody's attention, but Melody doesn't respond. Urt says, oh my God, just heard Attenborough talking about Sahara ad shift in Earth's orbit 6,000 years ago on TV. Heard about Attenborough. That famous film director talking about Sahara ad shift in Earth's orbit 6,000 years ago. Oh, yeah, that would be the 6,000-year cycle with the caldera. Crypto, they had TV 6,000 years ago? Ort laughs, laughing. Crypto laughs. Ort says, maybe they had something better. Crypto says, what could possibly be better than TV? Then Crypto says, every time Bob farts in the ocean, there's a tsunami. Sometimes. Urt, hope he doesn't like beans then. Urt, not keen on the mega death scenario. Crypto, you should start prepping. You'll feel better about it. Urt says, have done so. Then Urt says, Santos is at universitytruthschool.com. Then Crypto says, I was more enthusiastic about the apocalypse last year. Or he's saying, I was more enthusiastic about the apocalypse last year, not enthusiastic this year. Urt says, LOL. Augmenter, the first time I ever heard Bob was on the Krish and Sherry show, I remember that, on truthfrequency.com. And Santos Bonacci is on that station as well, okay. Ort says, it all seems to come together. Crypto says, where'd all the chicks go? Jamie Sinopoli says, chicks? Question mark? LOL. Then Melody comes back, not hearing any sound. Help! Crypto says, Jamie, I too am a Sicilian from Detroit. He's in Portland now. Melody, flash crash, dang. Then Jamie says, wow, for real? That's awesome. Sicilians from the island of love, LOL. Crypto, ah, yeah. Jamie, haha, so what part of the Detroit area? Crypto says, East Detroit. So I thought that Jamie was the first person from Detroit, but Crypto was, but he was not presenting himself from Detroit. He was from Portland. Jamie says, I'm here, Bob. You are hours behind on chat posts. What? Is that right now? It's okay, though. I'll be here when you catch up. What does that mean? Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you here, Jamie, right here on my scene on the phone? I don't think so. Crypto, my grandpa owned a pool hall downtown during the Prohibition. He got rich somehow, LOL. Not saying he was a gangster, but a powerful man for sure. Jamie says, I actually live in Metro Detroit right now, about 15 to 20 north of the east side. Bob sees that I'm in Detroit, though, because of my area code. No, it said Detroit on your phone, Jamie. Crypto, I escaped 15 years ago. Melody, Crypto, we'll start listening to Payday, says Melody. Then Melody says, it's 4:20 a.m. here, so I'm napping in between comments. Ha, ha, ha. So what would that be, 4:20? That would be 11:22 right here. So this was posted 2 minutes ago. And, Crypto is posting real right now. That's that. Okay, now back to the Inquix. Rosanna says okay, meaning she will change her use of Ion, her spelling of Ion. Okay, guys, if you have nothing to say, I think we will go to the first evergreens. Anybody got anything to say? Anyone want to emote about? Nothing?
It'd be a negative.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to bring up the evergreens. Melody says she's in Atlanta. Right. Then Jamie says, yay, Bob, you're finally caught up. So that means Jamie is typing and listening, but not in the conference call. Right, Jamie? Is that what's happening? Why don't you speak? She'd rather type. If you're not going to speak, Jamie, I will mute everybody. Mute.
All participants are now muted.
Over to the sound situation. Put that up. And find the first evergreen session. That should be right there. But I will check my notes just in case. Don't want to fuck up here. The evergreens are 6,500 to 7,000 entities that first entered Michael Blake Reed's head, or he had access to them, in August 1974. Michael Blake Reed, in Toronto and then in the Vancouver area, channeled the evergreens for 30 years until November 2004. 30 years. I personally had about 64 private sessions with them. They generally, most of the time, cost $500 a session. This is back in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. My first session was in 1980, June 4th, 1980, and I think that cost me like $180. But by the middle of the 80s, it was up to around $500, I think. So I've spent over, I don't know, $25,000 on them. So in 24 years, I did 64 sessions, and I got them all digitized, so they're all sitting in my computer. So we are going to begin. This is not the order of the sessions year by year. This is the order of topics. Let's see, where is it? Find out where my list is. Not that. And there. Excerpts. No, not that. I am looking for my inventory. Just bear with me. Well, I'll just go to September 28th. So this is September 28th, 1994. I used to do more than one session when I would meet with them in Toronto at Church Street near the center of downtown Toronto, go to a hotel called the Town Inn. Michael and his wife, Ellie, would always stay there. And I'd have one or two sessions, and then come back a few days later, have another one or two sessions. And so I'm going to September 28th, 1994, session one. Yeah. And just a second. I got to double check this. There it is. Yep, number one. So, we will begin. Usually there was a, when Michael was put into trance or his altered state, his wife would do a special prayer kind of thing and count it down and get his blood pressure to go down. Body physiology would change, and then he would indicate that he was gone. Well, the Evergreens would come through and say, hello, we're here, something like that, or mumble. And then I would be introduced to the Evergreens, and then it would go like this. Here I am speaking my first topic. Let's see, sound is up.
Greetings, Evergreens.
Greetings, ma'am.
It's been a couple of years. I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk to you again. My first, I'd like to deal with evolution, the conventional view of evolution, and then the esoteric or the real evolution, what really happened. I'm going to give you some dates that scientists say things happened, and I'd like the Evergreens to explain or correct the accuracy. And in light of the fact I've been told before that when we had first evolved into this dimension or earth plane, we came in as spirits. We didn't get involved with matter very densely, and we evolved quickly out and went off to the other dimensions. I'm not sure what. I think we went on space travel and moved across the universe. That happened, according to the Evergreens, 2.5 million years ago. Is that accurate? Is that the right statistic?
Yes.
Now, did we go to other planets in our universe, or did we go to other dimensions?
Realize that what happened was that the spirit is in many ways so different in vibration that to be associated with matter was virtually, but not completely, impossible. In that, at the vibration rate of the spiritual is so different than the vibration rate of the physical that to travel is to imply the physical. It implies distance. It implies space. It implies a different will, a different concept. The physical creates its own particular concepts of itself that with no matter existing, just the spiritual, then there is no space. Now, the creation of space itself is understanding dense universe and not dense universe on a very different vibration level, very different, a very dense, extremely dense universe existed. That occupied space and time. But still, the spirit observed it. That from that dense universe, a small amount, and the best description is pinched off, became this universe. Now, this universe is not as dense. It is dense to its own density, but it is not as dense as the dense universe from which it came. The spiritual found in this universe a different concept, quotes, concept of time. Time was different. There was space, there was distance, there was dimension. But while that corresponded somewhat to the dense universe, the concept of time was considerably different. So, the spiritual examined this universe to inhabit the universe. Some would say that life exists but in one place. We would suggest is the supreme egotism of all. Life in infinite variety exists throughout the universe.
This universe?
This universe.
Does life exist in that denser universe?
No. Because of the concept of time. That which does exist in that universe is a conscience and a consciousness. But the next part would make this more understandable. Once spirit was in this universe, this present lighter universe.
What? Lighter?
Lighter.
Lighter, yeah.
Then to choose was predicated on a certain concept based on the observation of the denser universe. So spirit then existed in the matter of this lighter universe. But as in the denser universe, time just sped by. What is there to learn from matter? A considerable amount. But once learned, imagine if you were iron, that you could learn of everything that exists in iron, even to the point of experiencing rust, if there is efficiency of something that would enable rust to exist. To the point that spirit said that the dense universe did not have, and the best description is the Greek word animus, that life in a different concept could exist. That thought spread through the universe.
This universe?
This universe. That life as a different concept could exist. Now, realize that the energy that spirit has is, in one aspect, extremely weak. What they have on the side of spirit is time. That if spirit wished to create life, could do so. But the life would have to evolve.
In the world of spirit or in this universe?
In this universe. You could start with the nuts, the bolts, the girders, and you can put this together. But once it reaches a certain point, and then it is animated by spirit, it must go where it goes.
It's not controllable.
To a considerable degree, no.
Are the original girders RNA and DNA? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
And spirit worked with that?
It worked with replicating protein. Understand that all the ingredients were there, the circumstances were there, but for many, many years, there was not the concept of life as a means of expression of spirit. But once life began as a self-replicant, then the concept of life as an expression of free will within evolution became understandable.
And then that's when they decided to come in.
So, yes.
I see.
Realize spirit is throughout the universe. The concept of life was an additional concept based upon the experience of experience with matter.
So the spirit dimension is very, it permeates this universe. It's very close to this physical matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, why would spirit do this? Realizing the concept of time is different in this universe, and it would take time, but a different time than in a dense universe. In actuality, quicker than in a dense universe.
Which spirit never went into. It only observed the densest universe.
Because time was different. In a dense universe, time is extremely different.
From their time system, where the spirit has access to all times.
Exactly.
Right.
So we can see the beginning, the middle, and the death of the universe.
Of the dense universe, too.
Of the dense and the not dense.
Yeah.
The dense? How is time in the dense universe?
Imperceptible.
Slow?
Very. There was not evolution, nor is there in the dense universe, to the extent that exists in this located universe. Time is a concept, associated with density.
And this universe goes a little faster than the denser universe.
Yes.
It's almost like if you, in spirit, you have access to all times, and yet you need the dense universe where time is so slow it's imperceptible as a way of recognizing the fact your spirit's in the zone where there is all times.
Ah.
You know, it's like you have to be outside of yourself to see it.
Yes.
And then a variation on the dense universe where time is perceptible, but slower compared to spirit time, but it's faster and therefore a polarity or an opposite or a mirror to the imperceptible time of the dense universe.
Yes. Yeah. In the less dense universe, evolution can be. Now, consider the next thought, that if this can be done, and there is an infinity of infinities, that there is a dense universe that is bound by its infinity. Now, this may seem contradictory to the word infinity, but it is bound by its infinity. This is the dense universe covers all of the area at a different rate. So that's its infinity, and that's which circumscribes its infinity, because it is at a different rate.
And it circumscribes our physical universe.
Yes. Because this universe is at a different vibratory rate, which circumscribes its infinity, even though infinity is infinity.
And we are, our universe is kind of inside the denser universe. It's like it's layered in it. I don't know how you would say it. It's pinched off, but it's still connected to it. Or is it definitely disconnected?
It's disconnected.
Are there only these two universes outside of spirit?
That's the point. The point is that spirit, having pinched off a section of a dense universe.
Spirit did that.
Yes. That would then spirit pinch off this universe to make an even less dense universe where time itself again is different.
Did they do that?
Yes.
Have they done it many times?
Yes. The only example that we can give is a cook willing the flour to become a sauce.
The flour of wheat? I mean, not a rose.
A flour. F-L-O-U-R.
Yeah, to become...
to become a sauce. When you cook a sauce, that which is granular then becomes smooth.
Yeah.
It becomes different in texture. It's the same substance, but it's no longer the same presentation.
So texture is a key word. It's a different world of different texture.
No, that's only an example.
Yeah.
But that's the closest that we come to an analogy. If the cook is able to will the flour to become a sauce, supplies the mental heat, the mental stirring to do it.
So spirit willed this to happen.
Yes.
And that spirit was us. I mean, I was part of that.
Yes.
I mean, all of us, all of that.
Each and every life.
Yeah, all our lives. But we did that. The lives we see when we're in spirit, when we see all our lives, they are lives in this universe.
In this universe.
Spirit is like one moment that goes on forever or something.
Absolutely.
And but we're able to manipulate from spirit parts of matter, and we all do it with somehow there's group mind that does this.
Mm.
It's like a democracy in spirit where they...
No. It's the best we ourselves know is that there is a decision that is learned, not forced upon us. There have been those that have asked us, have we seen God? And our answer has always been no. Only that which God produces. So therefore, spirit is powerful, but there's a power within spirit that spirit even itself does not know.
Mm.
And it's not group consensus, but an understanding that in the dense universe, there is experience. And there are those that would still observe that experience. In this universe, less dense, the experience is so vastly different as to be almost incomprehensible. That which is pinched off this universe is different to the point of incomprehensibility, that only experience in this universe makes the next universe look incomprehensible, and vice versa.
You mean the next being the denser universe?
No, the next lighter universe.
Oh, pinched off from us, yes. So, but spirit has not entered the dense universe.
No, it observed the dense universe, and because it was throughout the dense universe, but did not bring itself to the vibration that it was within the matter of the universe.
And because it wasn't, it didn't have time and evolution. That time factor is not in the dense universe.
It's not in the dense universe.
Yes, but they could experience it, but it's a strange kind of experiencing without getting embedded in it.
Very much so. But even more than this, the dense universe, not because it is made of denser material that makes it different, it's that its time is different.
Yeah, spirit can experience this universe because this time factor is here. That time factor is not in the dense universe, so it's a different situation. You can't talk about living in it the way we live in this universe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that power within the spirit that even the spirit does not know, that
is what we are discovering.
Yeah.
So there's continual discovery that will bring to the forefront that there must be something to discover if there is continual discovery. So there is constant change. There is evolution in all things.
Even at the spirit level.
Even at the spirit level.
And in our dimension, there's evolution in the past as well as evolution in the future. As we discover more things in the future, it changes our past.
Exactly. Now, there is someone that is associated with you who wishes to remind you that, and this is a good point, he says, do not forget, technology can affect a society to an even greater extent than philosophy.
Is McLuhan there?
Yes.
So he's joined in this.
Oh, yes, he's in this.
Hello, Marshall.
He says, greetings. Point is, if you evolve something, if the primordial is so that from which it grows, is observable, alterable, within its own context, then you must go where it goes. But at the same time, spirit has an advantage. Spirit has the opportunity to be in this evolving matter called life on a constant basis.
Is Marshall saying what you just said there? Or did you add something to what he said?
No, we just quoted what he said.
Up to this point?
Yes.
I'm not sure I'm getting the point he's made. He's trying to point something out based on what you've said the last 20 minutes.
You see, the point is, as it evolves, where does it evolve? Now, spirit has memory. Spirit has karma. Spirit has its own evolution. Because time is different.
In spirit.
As we say, the advantage of spirit is seeing the birth, the middle, and the death of a universe. But it's almost like looking at postcards. You wonder, when you look at a postcard, and it says on the postcard, having a wonderful time, wish you were here, is that you realize that the person is experiencing what the postcard is pictured.
Yes.
Now, mankind has evolved and evolved along not predestined lines. That's the point.
But is Marshall saying that technology is involved on the spirit plane too?
No. What he's saying is technology changes an environment oftentimes to a greater extent than philosophy.
Yes.
Now, as mankind evolves, then technology, it would seem, would be a predestined state. But it isn't.
Mm.
But once the box is open, Pandora.
Yes, but this is where future technologies are not guaranteed unless we think it and start to imagine new scenarios.
Yes. Or, let us offer you yet one other concept that everything casts its shadow ahead of itself and behind itself.
In terms of alters the past?
The past is altered by the future.
By the shadow from the present technology.
Yes. Oh, there would be a technology. There would be a milieu in which an idea can come and grow. But where does that idea come from?
Where does it come from, in general?
The best description is the record of all things that exist.
Right, but I thought an idea comes because of the previous technologies that evoke the potential for it.
Yeah. You cannot have that idea unless there is the potential within the technologies that have been created.
Which come from the Akashic records of all technologies? Is that what you...
If a person chooses to use it.
Yes.
Now, all spirit have chosen. All spirits have chosen.
To use technologies in this dimension?
To obtain ideas that fit in how this is evolved. Because now comes the curve. Time is so different in this universe, this less dense universe, because there is the constant probability of choice that alters the state of this universe while allowing the unaltered universe to continue.
The unaltered would be the not man-made universe, the not technological?
Now, in one of the... in one of them, yes. Multiple times.
You said in one of the what?
In one of the...
Me?
In one of the... in one of the facets would be a description. You see... You are continually making choice. So therefore, with each and every choice you make, you create a different universe.
Yeah, in future. And in the
and
past.
Future. And from where it branches, the past is. But the future is different because of choices.
And maybe God is making choices. That's why it's hard to figure out what it is.
That God would not make choice. God would only create choice.
Thank you, Marshall, for your bit. We'll get back to Marshall later.
What I was wondering now, we've laid down the basic map. Now, spirit went into matter, didn't see, did it walk around in human bodies, evolve fast, get on UFOs or vehicles and leave this planet, or did it not even get into this matter too much?
Did not get into that. UFOs, no. Spirit was in all parts of the universe. Time exists different in this universe. Very different.
But it was the next day, since the Evergreens told me before that there was a coming in and evolving out, first phase.
Oh, yes.
It is something, it was a new experience for them to do that.
Yes.
For spirit to do that. But it isn't the normal scenario of evolution that science talks about now, of going into us coming out of apes. Not that chain of matter evolution.
No, not for spirit. Not for spirit.
Right. Now, when did the, if it can be said in our terms of time, when did our universe get pinched off from the dense universe? How many millions or billions of years ago? Can it even be said?
Approximately 350 billion years ago.
All right. And then, when did the dinosaurs live on this planet in time? What date?
Basically, until 35 million years ago.
Yeah, now conventional science says they disappeared 60 million years ago. That's a little off?
It's a little off.
Yes.
And not all of them died.
Now, when... So, this is the parameter. We've got 350 billion. We're down to 35 million B.C. Scientists say that life began...
Yeah, stop it for a second. Get over the top. I will mute.
All participants are now unmuted.
A few of you here. Who's that coming in? Nothing to say? Bill, you got anything to say, Bill? Okay, well, we'll just play a little music and get over the hump and get back to